Today's New Testament reading is from Romans, the 12th and 13th chapters. Bless those who persecute you, bless, and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger, who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes, to whom taxes are owed, revenue, to whom revenue is owed, respect, to whom respect is owed, honor, to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord. We thank Pastor Randy Werschmidt from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Ossian, Indiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.
The beginning of Romans chapter 13 presents a bit of a pickle for Christians. Let every person be subject to the governing authority, St. Paul writes. Well, the obvious question is, what if we have no confidence in the governing authorities? This very topic has certainly been the cause of increased tension in our own country. Thus, St. Paul's words perhaps have special relevance to us. However, even a cursory survey of world history shows that those in authority have often been problematic, going all the way back to the beginning. Even for the people of God, who specifically asked for a king like the other nations had, things rarely went smoothly. Yet we are told there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. In the early church, being a Christian was literally illegal. Some of the Roman emperors went out of their way to persecute them. So here we have Paul, who was executed by the emperor Nero for preaching the gospel, telling us that we must be subject to the governing authorities. Well, Paul was subject to the Roman government, and he received what he received because he went against that authority. You are also subject to your government. But this is not to say that the government is always right. Clearly, Nero was wrong and evil. And the list of rulers who have abused their God-given authority is very long. Caligula, Nero, Henry VIII, Stalin, Hitler, Castro, Mussolini. We could go on and on with any number of despots from every continent of the earth. I suppose the miraculous thing is that any rulers are generally decent people and ever do the right thing, because they are sinners no less than you and me. They are therefore by nature selfish and self-justifying, which is why the psalm tells us, "Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation." Because as soon as we put our hope and trust in our leaders more than in God himself, then we have made an idol. Our rulers are far from perfect, yet we are to obey them. Therefore, pay your taxes, follow the speed limit, get the proper permits for construction or guns or businesses. If you disobey those things, then you will pay the consequences, and that is okay. The only time we are told to resist is if our rulers require us to go against the word of God. Thus, Daniel refused to bow down to a statue, and the apostles refused to stop preaching the gospel, and Luther refused his emperor's ridiculous bullying, and pastors like Paul Gerhardt refused his leader's anti-sacramental edicts. Christians all over the world have continued to congregate despite governments which have explicitly forbidden them to do it. Jesus said, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." This is a lesson for our time. Indeed, the Holy Spirit has given us a lesson for all time. He says, "Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." That we can manage. That's what Jesus did, and Jesus did it for you, because you are baptized into him, and his blood covers your sin and your inability to do that. You therefore can be confident that no matter who the governing authorities are, you are a forgiven child of God, and God himself will repay those who have hurt you on the last day. It's not your job to do it, it's God's. He has given you all that you need in him, in his word, in his all-sufficient sacrifice for your life eternally. In Jesus' name, amen.